This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Out there getting it. He just texted me, stop. That's all he said, stop. We'll just go, Gary, we'll get you.
Glad you threw that in there, Paul. Now I don't, it could have been my Daily Diddy selection.
It's a jam, man.
Absolutely. The BGs are where it's at. It's Ben Woods, B&W, here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Jump into our first thoughts on the big Padres move, the trade yesterday. We'll do that right after this check of traffic. Here's Kelly Danick. First things first, though, Woods, I would be remiss if I did not say something right away. A note of congratulations on an incredible career for Uncle Teddy, Ted Leitner,
yep.
Who over the weekend while we were gone, was that Friday?
Friday. Yeah, right. Almost right when we got off the
after
air.
After our show, yeah, the big news broke that that Uncle Teddy is going to be stepping down from his role as lead Padres play-by-play announcer.
Big of a little bit of a leader.
The front office. Into an ambassador role with the Padres, which he will be outstanding in doing and remaining part of the Padres family. And our very good friend Jesse Agler is going to move into the number one play-by-play chair. And our colleague, Tony Gwynn Jr., is going to be the everyday color analyst working alongside Jesse. So big news for the Padres broadcast over the weekend. And we will have Tony Gwynn Jr. on later this morning.
Yeah.
But first things first, Ted Leitner. I have been lucky enough to get to know Ted a little bit over the last few years. You know, we've never worked, you know, that closely together, but I've had him in to my Channel 10 show. We've had him on the air, obviously, here on our show many, many times. And I just want to say that being a baseball broadcaster for over 40 years is an incredible accomplishment, what Ted Leitner did. But that only scratches the surface of Ted's amazing broadcasting career. He came here from Oklahoma back in the 1970s to become the sports director at Channel 8, kind of like I do at Channel 10. His sports casts, legendary. I mean, they would give him 5-6 minutes to just rant and riff. No teleprompter. Someone would cut some video for him and say, here's the video we've got. He'd look at it and go, okay, I'm good to go. And he'd sit up there, and they would be masterpieces of sports casts. He not only called baseball games, but he called basketball games, Clippers, Aztecs, football, Chargers back in the day. He hosted a morning show, a morning radio show for many years as well, a successful show. He did absolutely everything. That is so hard to do. And I tweeted out on Friday that Ted Leitner is the greatest, most talented sports broadcaster I have ever met in my life. Full stop. Now, there were a lot of people, Wood.
Sir, you're a moron.
Basically said that. No, Ted's not. Ted is not everyone's favorite sports broadcaster in the world. He's very polarizing. Some people love Uncle Teddy. Some people never warmed to his style, the way he did play-by-play, the way he did television. It just wasn't what they were used to. It wasn't what they wanted. I understand that. That is fine. You are allowed to have your opinions. And I wasn't necessarily a huge fan of everything Ted did in his career. That does not change the fact, though, that the man was is immensely talented at what he does. The fact that he can do what he does and make it look as easy as he does. I know it's not easy. I know how much I have to get ready for everything I do, prepare for everything. And I'm sure he did as well, but he made it look so effortless the entire time. And that was the part of Ted Leitner that I've always been in such awe of. How graceful he is when he gets up to a podium, spinning stories and talking about people and just making everyone feel welcome at a big event, whether it's a celebration or a memorial. He has handled so many of those. And I can't even get my mind around how well he does all of those things.
You know, it took me a minute to warm up to Uncle Teddy, as it, I think, does most people when they move to town and they love baseball, and like I do. And I would put on the radio and go, God, what in the world? And I just didn't get it. And I got it, finally. It took me a couple of years to get into it. And now it's going to be weird not hearing him. It's going to be strange not having Uncle Teddy in my ear. I read so many beautiful tributes. Our buddy Ryan Cohen had a really nice one on Twitter talking about how, you know, the voice of Ted Leitner was the voice of his youth. Put him to sleep at night sometimes when he was a kid and he had to get up and go to school, but he wanted to hear the Padre games. He's listening to Uncle Teddy. And, you know, the thing I love about Ted, there's a few things. Number one is when you put on a broadcast, and it's something that I try to do on our show, I always try to be in a good mood. I always try to make it sound at least like I'm having fun. 99% of the time, I'm pretty much having fun. Yeah, do I get bored in here? Sure. Has Uncle Teddy had the opportunity, Ben, to be really bored with Padre baseball anytime in the last 40 years? Your GD Ridey has. He absolutely has, but you would never know from listening to him do 162 games year after year after year. Every time you listen to Uncle Teddy, it sounded like he was having the time of his life, whether the Padres were up 9, down 9, 50 games out, a half game back. It didn't matter. The guy always brought it. And for a guy to bring it every single day, every day, and have the energy, the passion, the love, astounding. It's so, I can't tell you how hard that is to do as a broadcaster. There are times where I'm like, man, I am going to be terrible today. I'm going to be terrible. And you have to fight your way through it. And some days I am, you know. But I'll tell you, man, coming in with that energy and at least sounding like you care, at least sounding like you're into it, you're having fun, you're laughing. Uncle Teddy has a blast doing what he does. And I will miss him. I will miss him terribly. Like you said, man, had the chance to interview him several times, chance to hang out with him. Right before we did our when we got to call the game last year, Uncle Teddy, we ran into Uncle Teddy out in the hallway, and we chopped it up with him for about 15 minutes. And I'm like, all right, I got to go. Like, I got to go get prepared for this thing that I don't want to do. Uncle Teddy sat there. He bent our ear for 15 minutes, and it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. He's a legend, worked with my late father-in-law. They loved each other a lot, and it's a bummer that we're not going to be able to hear him this year.
One thing I can guarantee you, you often hear Ted express his appreciation and gratitude for every broadcast, the time that he is on the air. That was not false humility. He was genuinely appreciative of being brought back season after season, decade after decade, to call Padres baseball and to call Aztecs games. That doesn't mean he didn't have an ego. He does. Of course he does. So do you, Woods. So do I.
You have to.
He absolutely does and did, and it's fine that he does. But that was genuine. That was genuine humility and appreciation as well. He always had it, and I think people didn't understand that wasn't a shtick he was putting on. He really did feel so grateful and appreciative of all the chances he got to call Padres games over his career. So I wanted to give an early shout-out this morning to Uncle Ted Leitner after the announcement, right after our show on Friday. And I sent out a tweet, I texted him, but had to do so on the air as well this morning before we could do anything else.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him, you know, in the next couple of weeks. Just check in and get him on. I know Paulie's going to work on that. So, he'll be missed tremendously, but he'll still be here. Like you said, going to be one of the ambassadors for the Padres, which is, God, that's a great gig if you can get it. Can't wait to be an ambassador to 97.3 The Fan.
Well, it's like being an ambassador to a really cool, great country, right? Now, like ambassador to Italy or something. Where, you know, it's a lot of great food and culture. It's not You don't want to be ambassador to a bad team.
No.
You know, like the Pirates right now.
You don't want to be their ambassador.
I don't want to be the ambassador
shipping
for the Pirates
guys off
right now. No, that's no fun. Being an ambassador for the Padres right now is fantastic. And A.J. Preller continues to make it more and more fantastic seemingly every week of this crazy offseason. It's been a Woods. Yesterday, no exception. I'm starting to get almost less surprised every time there's another big Padres deal. Yeah, that's AJ being AJ. And I think I'm starting to understand the strategy as well. AJ has decided, and I think this is very smart, Woods. He has a lot of depth in the minor leagues. Mid-level minor league talent that would be top talent in many other organizations. But it's guys that really have no chance of ever making it or getting past some of the prospects that the Padres already have. They may make it to the big leagues. They may have great careers. They were blocked. They weren't going to get the opportunity based on how good the roster is now and how many other prospects need to get their chance before Hudson Head would ever see an opportunity in 3 or 4 years of the big leagues. You know, it's going to be long done for him. So he has decided that these guys right now are simply capital. They are chips to be transferred to immediately upgrade the roster in any way that he can find possible. And he made another one of those moves yesterday in acquiring Joe Musgrove from the Pittsburgh Pirates to join what is already a formidable starting rotation. And he did not have to touch, again, any of his top minor league prospects. None of the seven guys who were yesterday named to Baseball America's preseason top 100 list were included in yet another deal. The only one that's left this offseason is Luis Patino. So he has managed to maintain the top of his minor leagues while immensely upgrading the roster at the same time. Two things that really shouldn't be possible in baseball, yet he has pulled it off. And that's why I called it witchcraft on Twitter yesterday. You shouldn't be able to do that without some sort of dark arts at play, but he has done that this offseason.
Yeah, you're expecting at some point some massive overpay by the Padres to get one of these guys, and it just hasn't happened yet. Despite what, you know, the other fan bases, most of them in the NL West, have to say. I saw a lot of man, Padres are really mortgaging their future to go get guys like Joe Musgrove, which doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, but they're not, though. They're not. They're not giving away anybody that's in their, you know, top. Hudson Head, who's the highest? Patino was the highest ranked prospect. What was Hudson Head? He was.
Some people had him seven in the Padres organization.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Baseball America didn't have him any higher than eighth because he wasn't in their top 100.
Right. Exactly. And there were seven other guys in that ranking. So, man, it's a no-brainer. Joe Musgrove is going to be a phenomenal addition to this rotation. And again, it's a depth move. He's a perfect number four starter. My God, he's the absolutely perfect number four starter. He's not going to be asked to go out there and you know, be an ace or anything like that. Go in, slot into that rotation. Go out there, chew up those innings. Let that offense do the work. Let the defense behind you. He throws strikes. He's got a good strikeout rate. He's got a couple of really nasty pitches. And I think he's going to be a great fit.
Yeah, I tweeted yesterday, Joe Musgrove immediately becomes the best 4 or 5 starter in all of baseball, joining the Padres rotation. Now, the Washington Nationals went out and signed John Lester yesterday, and they have a pretty good top four now as well if they're healthy with Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin and now
John Lester.
Yeah. But Joe Musgrove is on the upswing in his career.
Yeah, Lester's on the downswing.
He just came off a year in which he posted his best strikeout rate and the peripherals behind a career best, by the way, 3.86 ERA. You know, I said not a Cy Young Award winner, but this guy is trending upwards. He's not a retread. You could expect maybe another jump this year, especially given a good defense behind him. The Pirates did not have one of the better defenses.
A good offense.
A good offense to give him some, you know, basically comfort, feel a little comfortable on the mound, like I don't have to pitch a shutout every single time to give my team a chance. I'm sure he did feel that way with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So there is every reason to believe Joe Musgrove could have an outstanding season in 2021 with the Padres.
I couldn't agree more. It's such a great move. And the other thing that needs to be hammered home, This is not a rental for one season, okay? You're going to have him this year. You're going to have him next year. He's a free agent the year after that. So it's pretty obvious to me that A.J. Preller looks at this and says, this is our window. This next 2 to 3 years, you got Blake Snell for three. You got all these. You got Clevenger for 2022. This is the window. I mean, we're right there in the heart of it. The window starts now, and they're going for a World Series. And here's the other thing, man. Think about this. I did see, again, a lot of, oh, man, this definitely means Lamet's hurt. It doesn't. It doesn't. We've seen all Lamet's not hurt until he's hurt. I mean, that's really the only way you can look at it at this point. I tweeted it. I got 500 likes on it because it's true. You can't have enough starting pitching. You cannot. You have 10 starting pitchers. May not be enough. It may not be enough. We know that. What they don't want to do is they don't want to get to a position where they were in last year. A good offense, a good defense, a good bullpen, a chance to take on the Dodgers, and you lose two starting pitchers. You got nothing. You got nothing. You're throwing bullpen days out there. You cannot have that again.
And that was in a 60-game season.
That was in a 60-game season.
This is going to be looking like a 162-game season.
Yeah, knock on wood. It's going to be 162 games. So you're going to have to ride those guys out a little bit more. Guys are going to be a little more taxed. You don't want to have to rely on that bullpen. You cannot have enough starting pitching. You just can't.
By the way, mortgaging the future and overpaying for a final piece that may not be all that great is actually a tried and true strategy of many teams.
No doubt.
When you get close, it's like, yeah, it hurts to give up this, you know, number one prospect for a number three starter, but we just need to do it because we may not get another chance to win a World Series.
Yep.
So it's okay if you do that. That's not what the Padres are doing, though. They're not getting a rental. They're not giving up the top prospects. That's why a deal like this is actually kind of a no-brainer.
It really is.
If you can pull it off. And, you know, the only question I have is, if I was the Pittsburgh Pirates, I would have been holding out for more.
Yes.
If I was the Cubs, I would have held out for more. Yu Darvish, the Braves were the only team that I felt got fair value necessarily for their commodity in Blake Snell. Now, a lot of people said, oh, the Pirates did pretty well at deep haul for a guy who's not on the level of a Snell or a Darvish. That's fine, but they certainly didn't make the Padres hurt. It wasn't some giant bloodletting that the Padres are like, you know, A.J. Preller's in agony because he had to give up Hudson Head and Joey Lucchese and a couple of other prospects. He's not. He's okay with it because he knows, as good as those guys may be in the future, they didn't really have a chance in my organization because I have built it up. And now, while the Padres have a stacked roster for the next at least, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, well, A.J. can do his magic and start reloading the minor league system and put some more young guys in international signings that will hopefully replace these guys that he traded away.
Well, he just did it. He just did it. He got two outfielders and a shortstop, which he replaced the guys that he lost that he gave up in trades. He already replaced them. It's already done with the international signings that went down on Friday. It's done. He already did his job. It's crazy.
All right, those are the first thoughts. We'll have many more as the show goes on. Rindle Report coming up next. We get some headlines from Polly, including, yes, Chargers. Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.